This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A ton to get into. Today, the combine in the books. The NFL offseason is here. And the Phillies just a few weeks away. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, yesterday I went to the store and eggs had me rethinking whether or not I needed eggs in my tuna fish. Like, I really rethought that because, man, going in it, like, I don't really eat eggs like that. So I went there yesterday. I had a taste for some, you know, make some tuna fish, trying to, you know, getting ready for the summer, getting ready, you know, trying to get right.
Oh.
So, you know, it's like,
shredding season.
Shredding season, you know? So I went in the store because I was just going to make some tuna and just had that for the week. And I looked at the price of eggs. And I was like, yeah, tuna don't sound so bad without eggs. Like, people make it without eggs. And I was like, yeah, I thought about it, but I bought them. But yeah. It was just like, damn.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting juxtaposition for us because the price goes up, right? The price has gone up.
Yeah, the price of the brick
went up. The price of the brick went up, certainly for eggs. I mean, it is wild to you. I mean, like a year ago, 2 years ago, they were like $2 for 12, like 6 or 5, depending on what kind you're getting. All right, lots to get into here today. We will react as well to the news that none of us were surprised at, that Joel Embiid shut down for the season. That came Friday afternoon. But Hugh, as we start off today, it is interesting watching and listening to all the rumors coming out of the combine, because a lot of the conversation is, you know, the Eagles are entering a really interesting offseason where their free agents are going to be expensive, right? The guys,
hot commodities.
Yep. Or, you know, different rumors out there who might go after Milton Williams, who might go after Josh Sweat. Like, there's a lot of people out there who think the Eagles' big free agents, Becton and Sweat and Williams and Bond,
they're gone.
They're either gone or they're going to cost a lot of money to retain for the Eagles. So we have that element, right, that these guys are going to cost a lot of money. And then, Hugh, the other element is if you want the Eagles to go bold and big the way we talked last week about, like, Myles Garrett, right, he's going to be expensive not only in what you would have to trade for him, but then the contract you'd have to give him. So, Hugh, there is, you know, the reality is the salary cap is what it is. How we can massage and move numbers around.
Massage.
But they only have so much money, right? Every team has so much money.
Uh-huh.
Hugh, there is a way, though, if the Eagles want to do something, I would call it bold, outside the box. There is a way to create a lot of money all of a sudden. You know what that would be? That'd be to give more money to Jalen Hurts. Mm. That would be to give him a contract extension, extend his contract, kind of like, you remember when the Chiefs gave Patrick Mahomes that 10-year deal?
10-year life extension.
Yeah, they spread it out. They spread all that thing, and that
out.
Way they don't pay him that much per year.
Nah.
So Jalen Hurts has, you know, about 4 years left on his deal. I mean, there is a way to do this, Hugh. Would you give Jalen Hurts a contract extension right now? And obviously, you know, we're talking about market value, right? So it'd be what the quarterbacks get per year. Would you extend that contract out, Hugh Douglas, to give the Eagles more flexibility? If you were Howie, if you're the Eagles, are you giving Jalen a contract extension right now?
Can I be allowed to long talk just for a minute? Because
ahead.
I feel like a lot of times we had these conversations. For me, it's yes or no, but I feel like I have to give a little context of why I feel the way that I feel. So to answer the question, yes, I feel like they need to. But this is the reason why I feel like that. This weekend, you know, all last week we talked about whether or not we wanted Myles Garrett here and whether or not what price tag would that take to get him here? And what about the future of this franchise when you get a guy like that?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been hearing a lot of rumors and been reading a lot of stuff about the fact that the Eagles are seriously interested in Myles Garrett. And we all know what that price tag is going to take when it comes to that. We all know what the future looks like for the Philadelphia Eagles. And that is that at some point, you're going to have to pay Jalen Carter, Agripperton. He's probably the one that you look at, as far as the young guys go, that is the absolute most important individual that you have on this squad. So you're going to have some money for him. And on the flip side of that, you look at the what Myles Garrett brings to the table. And it's shades of Reggie and Jerome. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. When I think about the combination of Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett here, that's what I get shades of. Back in the day when Seth played and those guys used to get at the murdering quarterbacks. Like, that's, as a defensive lineman, as a former defensive lineman, those are the type of cats that you look at that you want to play with. But in order to make that happen, you got to get some money. And right now, the Eagles don't have enough money to sign them. And I know that a lot of people might look at this and say, hey, you know what? We're going to try to sign all the other guys. Nah, you got to. I think this team is still going to be built solely around the young guys. But if you're going to make that kind of move and get Myles Garrett and put this team in position to be successful again, you're going to have money. So if that means I got to give Jalen some more money, I mean, I think it's warranted, especially coming off a year that he had. And not only that, I think that he's in a position where he's growing as a quarterback. You know, you saw some of the skits out there or the video of him working out. So, yeah, to answer your question in a long talking way, yes, I would extend him to make this team better and get Myles Garrett and still have money down the line to pay Jalen Carter.
215-592-9494. We were, what, 3 weeks ago we came in here and we were talking about Jalen Hurts and one of the great performances in Eagles history, a Super Bowl MVP. He was incredible in the title game and incredible in the Super Bowl. And look, everyone right now, how do you not love what Jalen Hurts did in the biggest games? And I'm happy Jalen Hurts is the Eagles quarterback. And I'm excited that he's the Eagles quarterback for the next 4 years under contract, no doubt about it. And I think at some point in the next few years, this is going to be a thing that I might want to do. That day's not today, though. At some point, we can have a real conversation about Jalen Hurts when we take down the emotion. And I'm not saying you had the emotion there. That was a reasonable thing you said there about Myles Garrett. But a lot of people the last few weeks were living in this like euphoric Jalen Hurts thing, right? Because he just did what he did. And he deserves all the credit for that. But I also think when you talk about contracts, you got to talk about the full picture. It's not just the Super Bowl, not just the NFC title game. Because if that was the case, Nick Foles would have been the Eagles quarterback for 5 years after the Super Bowl. Right, it's not just about one game. It's about the picture of a career and the trajectory. And I can't forget that a lot of this season, it felt up and down with Jalen Hurts. It wasn't dominant all year. It wasn't excellent all year. It wasn't all pro all year. That was what we saw in the end. And I think we can understand now Jalen Hurts is a big game player. But I'm not interested today in extending him. They still have 4 years left in this contract. I still think Howie Roseman could do enough with the cap room they have where Jalen Hurts is. I'm not ready to do it. And beyond his statistics, right, which were good, not great. Beyond his play, which has been very good, but probably not great all the time. Here's the reality when I look at him. I'm not sure what he's going to look like in his 30s. You know, he's still in his prime, right? He's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to have him as the Eagles quarterback when he's 26 and 27 and 28 and 29. But Hugh, in what you're talking about and what's, you know, this idea that's out that we're bringing up today, Hugh, that means extending him into his 30s, right? Yeah. We're talking about 31, 32, 33, 34. I have no idea what he's going to look like at that point in terms of physical. He's a runner, right? He's a quarterback.
How his body's going to hold up, all of that.
And we've seen different guys, right? Some evolve to where they could throw the ball better as they age and they have to run less. Maybe that's Jalen. Maybe what we saw in the Super Bowl and title game, that's Jalen Hurts. Some don't, though. I mean, Cam Newton, he fell apart at the age of 30 after all the physicality.
Yeah, he took a toll, though.
He did.
And I would say that right now, Jalen is a better passer than Cam was.
I would agree with you on that.
You know, and I mean, that's not saying a whole lot, but I think he is. And I think that with Jalen, see, because I'm paying, like, for Jalen, for me, when I think about Jalen, I'm looking at the fact that he got back in the lab a couple weeks after winning the Super Bowl, and he's trying to become a better quarterback.
Yep.
Now, we don't know what the future holds, but I will say this. As far taking out athleticism and what he's accomplished so far as on the field. I think his qualities as a leader are second to none. And the reason why I say that is, you know, listening to some of the stuff that Jordan Mailata said last week about him and, you know, Jalen saying it's what the F I do and all stuff. You need that type of leader. I know that might not seem like a lot to a lot of people, but for him to be able to stay within himself, block out all the outside noise, especially in this day and age, and this media indulgence that we live in nowadays with social media and all of this stuff, and how we see how cats crash out on social media and stuff like that because the pressure becomes too much. I think Jalen has shown me that he can handle all that. He's shown a side that I don't think I don't know what it was when Jaws was here. I'm pretty sure it's about the same. But he's shown me a side where a lot of people can't handle what he went through.
Mm-hmm.
And he handled it gracefully. Like he handled it in a way where it might have rubbed some people the wrong way, but he was always even keeled. You know, he had his little moments when he was in press conferences and stuff when he talked about, hey, do you like that or whatever. But the point that I'm making is this, as I long talk, he stayed the same. He stayed the course. And I think there's something to be said about that.
Well, he did. And look, I think the Eagles are thrilled. They should be thrilled. We all should be thrilled that he's here and he's under contract for the next 4 years. I'm just not interested today. To me, it's two risks and the reward isn't worth it enough. I would not extend Jalen Hurts' contract today. 215-592-9494. So you're right. He's a better passer than Cam Hugh. I agree with you. And I think he's going to end up just have a better career than Cam Newton in totality. But another guy he reminds a lot of people of, including me, is Russell Wilson. When Russell Wilson got into his early 30s, that athleticism went and he wasn't as good anymore. And now he's bounced around at three different teams in 4 years. Another guy I think it's fair to bring up. I mean, how many great years did Donovan have after he turned 30?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Donovan won 10 games in a season one time after he turned 30. Sometimes when there's quarterbacks that are mobile, that take hits, that are athletic, when that athleticism falls off a little bit, they fall off. 215-592-9494. I'm not doing it, but I understand your perspective, and it would help the Eagles keep some of these guys. Let's listen to Tom Pelissero this weekend on the Rich Eisen Show talking about why Myles Garrett and some of these big free agents probably aren't going to be here. They just don't have enough money to work with.
I would anticipate yes, but remember, Howie has drafted unbelievably well in recent years. I mean, look no further than the Super Bowl when they manhandled the Chiefs on both sides of the football. It's because of the investment they've made in the offensive and defensive line, the number of high picks here. Eventually, you got to pay Jalen Carter. You got to maybe pay. We'll see what happens with Milton Williams, who's going to get a bag in free agency. You got to pay maybe Zach Bond. I know they'd like to pay Zach Bond, but can they actually get that done? You know, at some point, it's like all that additional money to go and get, you know, go and get Myles Garrett. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you're talking about really, you know, bending physics here in terms of the salary cap. So, you know, it's the same thing with the Lions. I know that everybody keeps going, are the Lions going to get Myles Garrett? Well, they're going to have another $35 million a year pass rusher in Aiden Hutchinson in the not-too-distant future. He's eligible for a contract extension right now. And I would think Detroit at least has to give mine to, we should do this deal before Myles and Micah Parsons and Max Crosby and T.J. Watt and maybe Trey Henderson all get 35-plus, because that's going to be even more expensive. You know, no team I'm aware of has two $35 million pass rushers on their team.
So he's talking about bending physics to make all the players work, to re-sign the free agents, to go get Myles Garrett. Well, there's another way. You can extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles give Jalen Hurts a contract extension right now, you know, similar to the way the Chiefs did it with Mahomes a few years ago, 10 years, $450 million they gave him. The Eagles would have to tack on like 6 years to what Jalen Hurts has left. Would you do that right now to give themselves cap relief, to try to keep these guys, lower Jalen Hurts' cap number, but you're extending him all the way into his mid-30s. Kyle, Jalen Hurts has been nothing but celebration, and rightfully so, of him the last few weeks. But now, would you pay him more money to extend that contract?
So, admittedly, I've gone back and forth on this a lot, and I understand how big of a risk it is, how long of a commitment it is. But if I'm keeping the same energy from last week, I want Myles Garrett here.
And this is the way to do it.
This is the way to do it. I want a big splash, whether it's Myles Garrett or it's somebody else that might cost the Eagles a good bit of money or a good bit of resources. I want them to be able to do that. So I mean, it's sort of the same energy that I had with the draft picks in the first round, where I'm saying I'll deal with the future later. I'm trying to capitalize on a window that we have right now. And I mean, you brought up the Russell Wilson thing. I think another part of the Russell Wilson thing with Seattle that's interesting is they only won one Super Bowl with Russell Wilson there. Mm-hmm.
They kind of screwed up the second half of it.
Correct. So, like, if I'm thinking about the Russell Wilson thing, I want multiple Super Bowls. I want to go back, and I want to repeat next season. Like, we have a window right now. So, I'm not kidding myself about the big picture with how Jalen Hurts played this season. I know there was a lot of turmoil and there was criticism by the wide receiver about how the passing game wasn't good enough. Like, that all isn't just erased for me. But what Jalen Hurts did show is that he's capable of winning you the Super Bowl when he has enough talent around him. And this is a way that we can add more talent to Jalen Hurts. So if that's the lever that we got to pull, I'm willing to pull it, and I'll cross that other bridge when we get to it.
215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Should the Eagles give Jalen Hurts a contract extension right now, take him into his mid-30s, and open up some cap space? I mean, it would do it. I mean, if the objective is to open up cap space to keep these guys, to keep Mekhi Becton and Zach Bond and Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, whoever you want to keep, or to go after Myles Garrett the way Kyle does, the way Hugh is referenced there, then this is a way to do it. I'm just not interested today in locking myself and locking the Eagles into age 32, 33, 34, 35 for Jalen Hurts. I'm happy he's here right now for the next 4 years. I'll cross that bridge in a couple more years. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Monday, man.
Happy Monday, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Scarecrow Joe, will you stop it on a Monday, right out the gate with the anxiety?
No anxiety. This is just facts and reality. What anxiety?
You say you're just keeping it a bean.
I got 4 years left on his contract, and you guys want to just throw $300 more million at him?
300 of them things.
Yeah, like it's nothing. Just whatever.
No, it's just money.
Listen up. Will you listen to Mr. Douglas?
No.
Okay?
Good
analysis, and he's really smart. Remember like Fredo told us in Godfather? I'm taking a little shot at you. Stop with the long talking, because you've been doing a lot of long talking.
Long talking. I feel like I'm being misunderstood.
You do, but you do tell people not to long talk, yeah, and then you start off long talking.
Because I need to be understood.
You at least braces everybody for it. He's like, I'm about to long talk.
That's true. He does, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it's equivalent to like when you say, hey, with all due respect, and then you insult a person.
Yeah,
like,
it's about the same. You're right.
You say, I'm about to long talk. I'm like, here we go. Joe, I'm not letting you off the hook, Joe.
Okay.
You're acting stupid, and this is nonsense, all right? You're worried he's going to look like in his 30s? He's 26, Joe. 26. He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. He just won the Super Bowl with Super Bowl MVP. His career, listen, Kenzo Sentimenson will give you all of his regular season numbers, which I don't care about, but this guy shows up in the playoffs every single game and delivers. Every time he's called on, he delivers. And you're sitting here worried about what he's going to look like in his 30s? You know what's going to happen between now and his 30s that his career is projected into? He's going to win another Super Bowl. He's going to take you back to multiple Super Bowls. That's what we're talking about. And you're worried about, well, but I don't know what it's going to look like in his 30s? No. Total nonsense. You got under my skin this morning, Joe. You got under me, all right? Now, listen. Stop. One of my most favorite passages says, don't worry about the troubles of tomorrow, for today has enough of its own, all right? That's what I want you to do. And here's the other thing. When you're talking about this contract, who's going to be giving the contract? Who's going to be writing the contract?
Howie.
It's Howie. King Cap Howie. This guy is king of contract Howie. Like, this guy is the greatest guy at writing contracts and manipulating the cap and making it happen. And like Kyle said, because again, Kyle's also very smart.
Oh, today.
Genius.
Yeah. Today, yeah. Today.
To your producer,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Today he's smart. He is. If he's going to do this to free cap for Myles Garrett, go get Garrett. Bring Garrett, all right? I'm all about it. I Give him 10 years. Give him 20 years.
20
Joe.
Years. Someone who's going to give a lifetime deal. Hey, just be the quarterback forever.
Contract. Let's do it. Sign me up in Howie. I trust.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I'm going to ask a question. Do we want to have the Russell Wilson like that we watched the last couple of years as an Eagle one day?
Because
that might be what Jalen Hurts evolves into at the end of the deal you guys are proposing.
Am I going to get the 3 Super Bowls?
Like Russell, I don't know what you're going to get.
Did he get the 3?
Maybe. Well, they got the 2.
They got the two. Well, if I get a couple Super Bowls out of it, I'm willing to take that chance.
But can't you get there without doing this?
Well, I don't think so because let me tell you, it's a blessing and a curse. The one thing that Jalen has been blessed with that people like to point out all the time is he's been blessed with having a lot of talent around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And it's a curse because now it's become somewhat of a crutch. But if that crutch allows you to go to multiple Super Bowls and win Super Bowls, kind of like Kansas City did when they signed Russell Wilson. Excuse me. When they signed Patrick Mahomes. I don't have a problem with that because that's what we're talking about. Like, and not only that, Jalen's built for this city. Jalen's built to handle the ridicule more so than any other quarterback that I've seen. Jalen, you could argue that within that building and in the public eye, he got a lot of arrows slung
at him. Of course he did. Of course.
And he stayed the course. He didn't waver. Like, he probably was frustrated, but he went home and he probably prayed about it a lot. And he never once showed a sign that he was breaking. And he benefited tremendously for that. And I think there's something to be said about that. I can't stress it enough, Joe, especially in this day and age. We've seen crash outs. A lot. We've seen a lot of guys crash out when the pressure becomes too much. It didn't seem like the pressure got to him. I know it was great. The pressure was great, especially when you talk about, you know, some of the stories that we heard about how he needed to change his demeanor from last year and how people felt about him in the building and all this other stuff. And he stayed the course. You know how hard that is?
He's got the perfect temperament for this.
Yes. Yeah. It puts a new meaning to one of one. It really does. Because think about that. Being in a position where, like, kind of like I am on a day, like, I just thought about this, kind of like I am on a day-to-day basis, where I'm right about some of my
case. I need to address that tweet from this weekend, by the way.
But wait a minute. It just dawned on me. Sometimes,
but you're wrong again today.
But no, it's sometimes when you believe in something so much and you're the only one. Sometimes you got to down that hill.
Defense is a luxury, not a necessity. Don't do this. I'm just saying.
I feel.
Don't do it.
Do you know how much? I just thought about that. You know how much stronger I feel now since I just thought about that and equated it to me.
Is this your way of saying if Jalen gets more money, you should get more money at WIP? Is that what this is?
Well, I didn't say that.
I mean, it kind of feels like that. I'm just saying.
Sometimes it's hard. It's lonely on that hill. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. I'm lonely on this hill. The only hill that says we have Jalen Hurts for 4 more years. Why am I throwing $300 million more at him?
Sometimes I'm just a genius. I just thought about that while I was talking about it.
Yeah, it's amazing how the great takes just fly into his head. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now? I know they just did it 2 years ago, but should they do it right now?
Right now.
To give themselves capital.
If Kyle, anybody get married, he bought his wife a big old ring.
Oh, he needs more money.
Yeah, he needs to definitely.
Kyle and Hugh want to just throw 5 or 6 more years on Jalen Hurts' contract. Because he'll be in his 30s.
He'd be all right. He'd be all right.
We think.
Yeah, he'll be in his 30s a while from now. I want Myles Garrett. Dude.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what Kyle looking at. He's looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah, you know what the big picture is? Maybe he ages like Russell Wilson, and he stinks in his 30s. Remember Donovan McNabb? I think we all remember him well. Once he hit 30, he won 10 games in a season one more times in his whole career. Look, Jalen is excellent right now where he is. 4 more years. I'm happy to have him. I'm not extending his contract this offseason. You guys are nuts. 215-592-949 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance on your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Should the Eagles extend Hurts right now like Patrick Mahomes' contract to free up cash space? Plus, to help paint this picture, I'll read you the projected numbers some of these Eagles free agents could command this offseason. If they need money, this might be the way to do it. We'll discuss it all. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Joe, speaking of sharks, did you see that whale that washed up in Delaware? Delaware thingy? Y'all didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
No,
yeah, couple, like yesterday.
A whale washed up in Delaware?
Dead.
Okay.
Dead whale.
So
yeah.
What's the...
It was by the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Is there a point to this, or are you just sad?
No, when I heard the thing about the shark meat.
I know, but like, is it you trying to...
No, I just
scare
was
me
like,
off
wow.
from the ocean or the water. That's what
no,
you
I'm
usually
definitely
do.
Not, definitely, I'm not going in the water.
You're going you into, you going into the Gulf when we get to
no,
clear
hell
water?
No. Hells no. Did you see, like, algorithm?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Buddy was trying to save a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled it, like the shark was alive, and he pulled the shark back in the water. And somehow he fell in front of the shark's mouth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it got bad for him.
Yeah. So the shark was not, I guess, not appreciative of the
No,
help.
It was not appreciative okay. at all.
Yeah. That's, I think you use this phrase called doing too much.
Feels, way too much.
Yeah, that feels like doing too much. I'll go swimming in the ocean. I'm not sure I'm going to pull the shark back in. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now? And if you just tune in, you're like, wait a second, then they just do this 2 years ago? Yeah, we understand that. He's got 4 years left on his deal. But the idea is if the Eagles want to re-sign some of these players, they could use some money. Or, like Hugh has mentioned, if they want to find the money or have more money to go after a Myles Garrett, this is a way to do it. And this is why the Chiefs gave Patrick Mahomes a 10-year deal.
Bread.
And they extended it over 10 years. I mean, the Eagles could add 5 or 6 years to Jalen's deal, extend all the money out, and he'll have less per year. But that means we're going into his 30s here. I do think we have a little bit of Jalen Hurts amnesia in Philadelphia right now. Like, all we remember is the last thing that we saw, which was excellent.
That's all we care about.
I know, but do you give contracts on the postseason?
Yes. Didn't he get a contract because he went to the Super Bowl and lost?
Well, no. Well, he did, but he also was second in the MVP voting
that
year.
Yeah, but that was the thing, because he outplayed Pat.
Sure.
Like, people, it's funny because we talk about it, and we forget that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes, and he did it again.
But he was also then...
This time he just won.
But yeah, he did. But last time he was 1 year away from being a free agent.
Yeah.
So they would have had to put the... Like, there's no reason to do this other than we want to free up money. Like, to me...
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And
that's
reason,
the easiest, yeah,
well,
that's a damn good
but
reason.
But it's also taking on extra risk of like 5 years in his 30s when I have no idea what he looks like. Like, I'm great with Jalen Hurts under contract for the next 4 years. And if next year he plays like a top seven quarterback again... Then I think it's more realistic to say, let's get ahead of this. He only has 3 years left, or 2 years from now. He keeps playing at a top five, six, seven level. They go back to a Super Bowl. He's got 2 years left. Then I'm like, all right, let's get ahead of this. He's going to be here for the next five. Throw some more years on. We got 4 years left. This is like
four of them things.
This feels like a mini version of the Bryce Harper thing with 8 years left.
Half. I look at this
Bryce
as less
Harper
of
ain't won one yet.
Well, that's true. But I also look at this as less of like a reward for wow, Jalen Hurts, like you had an incredible season. Let's just throw all this money at you. This is kind of like, well, we now know that Jalen Hurts, when surrounded by a great roster, can win you the Super Bowl.
We know
so
that.
I mean, we're skimming money off of his contract, like yearly wise.
Wrong, but I get what
well,
you're
no,
saying.
But it's true. Like, it's spreading
trick.
It out
yeah.
so that, yeah, so that we can add more so that we can win again with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I like that idea, but I don't, the risk to go into his 30s when I, guys, at times this year, if we had proposed this conversation in November, we would have been laughed off the air. Like, I can't let
days have changed.
Well, because of two great games,
two of them things.
I know, and they were the biggest games,
the Super Bowl,
right? But again,
that's not just two games,
kind of a big deal. Around these parts.
Back in 2018, if someone had proposed that Nick Foles should have been the quarterback for the next 5 years because of one game, what would that have looked like? I mean, actually, I tried that, and everyone got mad at me for that.
But Nick Foles came in and finished the job of somebody else. If Foles had played that entire season, I think we all were being realistic with ourselves that
probably,
it wouldn't
yeah.
have looked like that.
I know.
We just went through a full season with Jalen Hurts
and, what was
and won
that
the Super
season?
Bowl.
But
won the Super Bowl.
But did he look like a quarterback all year long that you want to extend for the next 6 years?
No, he didn't.
But it did turn out that we can win with him.
I recognize that. I also recognize there's a lot of quarterbacks that in their 30s, like we do this thing we remember the outliers. Tom Brady played great through his 30s, and Aaron Rodgers played great through most of his 30s. Now he stinks. There's also the Russell Wilsons who decline, and there's the Donovan McNabbs who decline. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks who are just blah in their 30s, and that could be Jalen Hurts. I don't know until we start to get closer to it. 215-592-949 for now. To your point, Hugh and to Kyle's, as you guys beat me up about this today, I was reading this morning, Bill Barnwell had a story about how much the top defensive free agents could get.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I think people are going to be shocked next week when free agency starts, how much money per year some of these Eagles get when they probably leave here. You ready for these numbers?
Yes.
ESPN projecting Josh Sweat at $25 million
per year. He going to get that money they took from him and then some.
Projecting Milton Williams at $21 to $25 million per year.
No, that's awesome.
And projecting Zach Bond at $16 to $21 million per year. There's a world where next week Sweat, Williams, Bond, according to ESPN, are all $20 million a year players. You know how much those guys made this year? Like four, I don't know what Williams made, like one and seven or eight?
Oh, yeah, that's why they about to do it big. Yep. Like he about to live high on the hog.
But that means it's going to be almost impossible for the Eagles to bring
all of those guys back.
Or maybe any of them. I mean, do you think the Eagles are going to spend $20-plus million a year on Zach Bond?
Mm-mm.
Do you think they're going to spend $25 on Josh Sweat?
I think they'll be able to get one of them. Josh Sweat is not one of them, though. Milt Williams is another.
Yeah,
I think your best bet is to try to go after Bond.
I agree with you. I'm just saying if it goes to the high end of these projections, I don't know if any of these guys come back. 215-592-9494. And then we had last week, you know, a lot came out when Jordan Mailata was on the afternoon show. But listen to what he said about Mekhi Becton, another guy that could get paid a lot of money if the Eagles can find that money to pay these guys. Here is Becton on with Mailata in the afternoon show last week.
Man, I can't begin to explain. You know, I think we kind of knew him as a tackle, mm-hmm. you know, and we knew what we were going to get. But then when we made the, when I say we, you know, I say Stout and management, made the decision to move him to guard, it was kind of just like a question mark. But you could see that if he could learn it, he's got the size and he's got the athleticism to pull it off. And, you know, at first it wasn't easy. And, you know, there were some hurdles to jump over. But, man, I tell you what, the guy just took coaching, went back on the field and, yeah. and kept working on it. And, you know, that I think the biggest saying that we had this year was, I can't be great without the greatness of others. Landon and Cam, because you know, Cam played it right guard in 23.
Mm-hmm.
So just those two just chipping away at Mekhi and Stout too, just kept molding that piece of clay that by the end of the year, that was the finished product. And
yeah.
He's so special. This the player he is on the field, but what I care about most is who he is off the field. And man, he's a great human being, man. Come on, Howie, bring him back.
Oh, how about the end there? How about the end with Jordan?
Yeah, you're about to cry, man. That's a big sensitive man.
Well, and I think it's going to be hard for them to lose a lot of these players. I mean, they won the Super Bowl together. Whenever that happens, I mean,
yeah, you get a little sentimental. I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you want to keep the band back. It sounds like you guys are getting sentimental. We keep Jalen Hurts' money.
Oh, no, I'm saying I'm looking at it. I'm playing chess here.
This feels like checkers.
This is a chess move.
Not every move you make can be chess.
Every move I make is a chess.
I like the strategy of I'm thinking chess.
Yeah. I'm thinking
no matter
chess.
What
I
it
think
is.
You're playing checkers. You're playing chess.
I'm playing chess. I don't even know how to play chess.
This might be part of the problem.
I don't even know how to play chess, but this seems like a long, long move. This seems like the move that you make when you're trying to build a team that's going to be a dynasty.
Yeah, but there's also a dead end
that's going to irritate some people.
Yep, it will. Well, I'm irritating people today, and that's okay. I mean, can we be real here for a second about Jalen Hurts? Are we sure he's going to be a very high-end player 6-7 years from now? I'm not. I'm just not. I'm happy he's here.
Are we sure?
Are we sure? Then why am I paying him $60 million a year then?
You pay for the potential. You pay for the potential.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to, but do I want to win another Super Bowl? We sat here all last week, and we talked about trying to put ourselves in position to win another Super
mm-hmm,
Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm asking you this simple question. Simple yes or no question. Does adding more talent around my quarterback that has question marks help us win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll answer yes to that particular question.
Yes,
yeah.
Because that's what we're trying to do, correct?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to just win a Super Bowl next year. I want to be the best team in the NFL for the next 10 years.
Yeah, but it starts with the move that you make tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
And the move you make tomorrow helps keep you in that conversation. Because this is what we're talking about, Joe. We're talking about being relevant. We're talking about relevancy in NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And to kick the money down the road and allow yourself more flexibility to go out and get those type of players, that gives you a chance to be more relevant.
Sure. You know, the Eagles had an opportunity, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, to sign a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they've done it twice now in the last 6 years. Each time they chose a reasonable amount of years. And one time, it was for the best of the... Like, imagine if they gave Carson Wentz a 10-year deal.
Yeah, but that was different. Carson Wentz.
What do you mean?
That, well, I feel like...
And he's a loser.
They didn't think that. They thought he was their guy.
But now we know in hindsight.
Right, I know. But but they're 1-for-2 on this, right?
Way to sum it up in a nutshell.
They was a loser. They missed on Wentz. They were right on Hurts. But part of why this is all worked, because they didn't give out a 10-year deal. Like, if you give out a 10-year deal or add 5 or 6 years to Hurts' deal, what if he goes bad in 3 years? Then you're screwed.
Can I just be clear?
Mm. Be clear, Kyle. Be clear.
I don't care about 6, 7 years from now. I don't. If this is a checkers move, I'm getting kinged next year, and I'm winning the freaking Super Bowl again. King. If we look back in 6, 7 years and Hurts stinks, but we have 2 Super Bowls with him, we're going to think it was worth it.
No, we're going to yell about the moment.
That's fine. But, like, we will always have this to look back on.
I understand that.
And this was a move that we had made to make it easier for us to go win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I think it's an easy way out. I think higher of Howie than just to throw more money at Jalen Hurts. It's the easy way
out. There's no easy way out.
And there's no course. What's it? How to go?
This is your shortcut home.
I was thinking it. You beat me to it, but I couldn't remember the words.
215-592-9494. All right. Along with your phone calls on this, would you extend Hurts' contract right now to lower his cap number, but you're going into his 30s? I mean, we can have a real conversation about Jalen with the specter of he did just do what he did. He is a winning quarterback. He's a champion. And I'm thrilled that he's under contract for the next 4 years. I'm not throwing $60 million a year into his 30s. Like, you guys are nuts. Okay, but along with all this, we do have something really cool going on at Odyssey this week. Odyssey is giving away a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th through the 23rd. It's called Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. So here's what you need to know. It's very simple. It's like one of the easiest things you got to do. Just keep listening. And over the course of the show, 3 times over the course of the show, Kyle is going to give you the word of the day. You take that word, you go to 94WIP.com for your chance to win. So when you hear the word of the day for the Odyssey's Buckets and Bets giveaway, go to 94WIP.com and you put that word in. So that word's coming up later in the show. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Would you do it? Would you extend Jalen Hurts' contract? I can't believe you guys have brought me here. He's got 4 years left on his deal. And you're trying to throw more money at him. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. What's up, Kevin?
Joe?
Kevin?
You are one of the main reasons why I don't call in the radio show as much as I used to over the past couple of years.
Okay, what did I do?
It's harsh, man.
It's your negativity, dude. I'm with Kyle and I'm with you on this. He's, what, 25 right now? So we extend him out and we have him, say, on contract until he's 35. Mm-hmm. But we go to 2 or 3 Super Bowls and win them over the next 5 or 6 years. Who's going to care about the balance of the 4 years?
Everyone listening. Kevin, hold on.
Joe,
I want to give you an example and see what you say to that example. I could have said the same thing when they won the Super Bowl in February 2018. No one's going to care. We won the Super Bowl. And by 2023, or by 2020, Kevin, they wanted to fire Howie Roseman. Half the people that called the station would call me every night and say, fire Howie. So you know as well as I do, Kevin, as a longtime fan, that doesn't fly. Well, winning one doesn't change the future.
It's stupidity on the Eagles fans' part. But I'm telling you, if they go to 2 or 3 Super Bowls and win 2 of them, no one's going to care.
And what if they don't? I'll play your way. Let's say they do. What if they don't? You can't guarantee me they're going to win if they throw more money at the guy.
No, you can't guarantee them, but what you are doing is you're setting yourself up for success down the long run.
Yes.
If you're able to bring in a guy like Myles Garrett to add to our defense, which is already a phenomenal defense, and we've got him for the next 4 or 5 years, and every year we add different tools and different pieces, because we have Jalen at the cheaper, because of the contract extension, you're setting us up to win.
In the short term, but then 5 years from now, it could get ugly, and you're okay with that?
Yes. I am.
Okay. Well, then,
I'm okay with that.
But that's fine. I can't argue with you what your preference is. I just would rather good teams, really good teams, all the time, rather than just go all in for the next 3 or 4 years and then, you know, potentially fall off. That's just the way I view it.
Hugh, I feel for you, my brother. I really feel.
I mean, you guys are both playing
checkers. Thank you, Kevin.
You guys are the checkers.
He has a strong opinion, and we respect it. Even if it's
absolutely
wrong, we respect it.
Even if it's wrong, we
respect it. And that's why I respect Hugh every day, because every day he's got the same thing. Kevin, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call. So that's fine. You don't have to want to do this, but, like, don't – let's not pretend if – like, all right, let me just give you an example. Let's say Jalen Hurts 5 years from now looks like the last couple years of Russell Wilson. You think the phone lines of WIP are going to be like, well, we won 4 years ago. I'm happy.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Well,
I'm not talking about? I'm not talking about that. I look at it like this. This team and this coach, for that matter, had the innate ability to evolve and adapt to what the quarterback's strength was at this time. And I feel like as we progress through this and as Jalen evolves and changes as a quarterback, we will adapt to his skill set at the time. The one thing, like I said earlier, blessing and a curse. This team has a great GM that does a great job of picking the right pieces and putting them around their quarterback so everybody can thrive.
Sure.
Everybody can eat. And I just look at the evolution of it. The simple fact, and part of what's fueling why I'm feeling this way, is just reading a lot of the stories about how serious the Eagles are about potentially getting Myles Garrett here. So in order to make that dream happen, in order to facilitate that, this is the only recourse that you have, Joe.
Well, it would help. I mean, I would give you that. I think they could probably get him without doing it, but it would certainly help the situation.
To what Kevin said, I don't think it's negative to say that you shouldn't extend him. I mean, think about it. There's a reality that Howie Roseman doesn't do it. That doesn't mean Howie's being negative about the Eagles. He's just thinking about the future a little bit more.
It's likely they don't extend his contract this offseason. So, unlikely they do. I mean, he has 4 years left.
Well, don't be negative, Joe.
Well, I'm trying to.
Always got to cross Jalen Hurts, man.
You know what? I'm trying to win all the time. You guys are playing checkers over here, just winning tomorrow and the next day.
I don't think you like Jalen's eyebrows. That's what it is. You like his eyebrows.
I don't know if I know, I've noticed his eyebrows. Does he have nice eyebrows, not nice eyebrows?
I don't know. But did you see his doppelganger was at the
combine
this week?
He did. I forget his name now, but he looked
From Virginia, DB. From Virginia? Yeah.
Do they have similar eyebrows? Is that why?
Well, they look alike. They do kind of look
alike.
Like
it's like
the haircut.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then their size. He kind of looks like him, too. Let's go to Nathaniel in Collegeville. What's up, Nathaniel?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Nathaniel. What's up?
So, you know, this may sound a little contradictory here, but I'm going to actually agree with you, Joe. I don't think you need to extend it right now. And I'll, you know, contradictory is that Jalen's going to last a long time. He's got mental toughness. He takes care of himself, not a drinker, keeps his head to the grindstone. And he's super committed to teams that are loyal to him. So I don't think you have to worry about that. And I think if, you know, how he's going to start playing chess, this is not maybe overthinking it to try and do this now.
Yeah, that's the way I feel, Nathaniel. I just think it's premature. Like when we get to 3 years left on his deal, 2 years left, that feels like the sweet spot for the Eagles to add some years. If you know he's playing well at that point and he's healthy and all those, you know, he's checking all those boxes and they're winning, that feels like, all right, let's get ahead of this before he gets close to free agency because we think he's going to be here anyway. That feels smart to me. With 4 years left, like Nathaniel, you might be right, and he does work hard, and I imagine he's going to take great care of his body, but there's so much unknown we don't know. Like, what if he gets hurt next year? Like, we have no idea what the future looks like. Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, it's just, I think the second part of that, and probably the bigger part, is that Howie, you got to trust that he's smart enough to not outsmart himself. You know, you see GMs do this, and I mean, look at the Sixers. We just kept outsmarting ourselves over and over and over. Like, I don't think Howie's going to have to outsmart himself. So, you know, why jump on that now?
Well, Nathaniel, it's a great pivot there. And Nathaniel, we appreciate the phone call. So, obviously, Jalen and Joel are different animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms
totally
of
different animal.
Size, injury history, one's a winner, one's not a champion, all those kind of things. But, I mean, didn't we just go through a team giving an extension for no reason?
That was something totally different.
But it was money that didn't have to be given out at the time.
Well, it wasn't for no reason. Jalen Hurts just won the Super Bowl and beats, you know. We understand the reality of what Embiid's done.
I meant the Embiid
Sixers.
One. The Embiid.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's what has Joel Embiid done that Jalen Hurts did? Like, he hasn't done what Jalen Hurts did.
Of course, he's done nothing close to it.
Yeah. Well, so like, I don't think it's an apt comparison because Jalen Hurts a proven winner. Joel Embiid's, you know.
I know. Does this city have great track records of handing out extensions way ahead of time? Ryan Howard got one with 2 years left. He fell apart. Joel Embiid got one. Like, why? Don't you guys trust Howie to move the money around without this? It feels like checkers. I'm playing chess. You're playing checkers.
But if this is a move that Howie thinks he can make as a way to move money around, then we're all going to be like, Howie season. He figured out a way.
Well, I mean, aren't we at the point in the Eagles' run where whatever Howie does, it's Howie season?
Yeah, but that could be one of them.
It could be.
That's a way to move money around.
And it might be the way to move the most money around, to both of your points. I mean, if the objective is only to open up cap space, you know, extending Jalen Hurts.
That's the objective.
Yeah.
In my mind, that's the objective.
And this would give you the most, right? Because he's the most expensive player.
Yes. And that's why I say it's a checkers move. I mean, a chess move.
You caught yourself.
Well, no, it's
you
a checkers.
You call it checkers. You call it checkers.
It's a chess move. It's definitely a chess move because you're trying to strengthen your football team. You know, it's going to put money in somebody's pocket, but you're strengthening your football team.
Yeah, and with that, you take risks down the end. Now, maybe some people out there don't think there's any risk. They think Jalen Hurts is going to play until he's 37 and play at a high level. And maybe the Eagles feel that way. I'm not sold on that, and I love that he's here now in his 20s, but I'm not signing up for his 30s at the age of 26. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Are your phone calls and all this? Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now? Throw, 6 years, $360 million on it. Give him market rate, smooth out the cap hits, and have more money for these free agents of Myles Garrett. I'm not interested. Hugh and Kyle are trying to convince me. Where do you come down? And we'll get to probably the biggest news of the weekend next. A little rock bottom check-in with you-know-what team, the Sixers. The latest on Joel Embiid, who has been shut down for the season. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, get $150 of bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from the conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Look, there's a lot of teams out there that look like they are championship worthy, from Duke to Auburn. I think a team in Maryland can make a big run and get to the Final Four. I've been waiting to join FanDuel. There's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.